2004, and I'm AJ.
And this is Double Gamers, a podcast about new games, game reviews, tips, tricks, and random opinions.
Today's topics are Burnout Paradise, Call of Duty, and game ratings, and what we're playing this week.
So let's jump into our first topic. Burnout Paradise.
Burnout Paradise is a really good game. So yeah. What is Burnout Paradise?
It's a racing game, and you're in a surrounding called Paradise City. There's also Big Surf Island. And there's lots of content in the game. Great animation. It's a very fun, exciting game.
So you'd say the maker of Burnout Paradise did a good job on the game?
Yeah, he did a really good job, whoever it was. But, like, it's awesome. It's so good.
Do you think this game would need any improvements?
Not the least.
Okay. So Burnout Paradise is one of the best racing games you've seen?
Yeah. There's, like, so much content. There's, like, I think there's four things you can go to. There's a repair shop, gas station, junkyard, which is where you get the cars you have wrecked or gotten, and the paint shop, where you can instantly paint your car. Oh, and the thing is about the paint shop, you have to get your car repaired. Like, if the bumper's off, no paint job. If you're, like, your door's gone, which probably will be, you can't paint it. You have to repair it before you go to the paint shop.
So a little birdie told me that your goal is to improve your license in this game.
Oh, yes, licenses. At the beginning of the game, you will be given a license. Every single event you win will give you a mark on your license. Once you get a certain amount of marks on your license, you'll have a license upgrade. And when your license upgrades, it'll give you a free car. It's pretty sweet.
Also, a different little birdie told me that there's a different way of getting cars instead of buying them.
You don't buy cars, you just get them for free. Or, there's one way, it's a bit harder, but it's literally a bit faster. It's hard to catch. If you win an event, it has a random chance of saying, blah, 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 this car is driving around Paradise City, shut it down to add it to your car collection. And it literally means shut it down. While driving all around Paradise City, it'll like pass you in all different directions. And to get it, you have to wreck it.
So, out of 5 stars, what would you rate Burnout Paradise?
5 3/4.
Okay, so technically 5 stars.
Yes.
So, if Samatar was a game rating website, Burnout Paradise is 5 3/4.
Yes.
Of a star. 5 stars, 3/4, end of ratings.
Yes.
Alright.
Oh. In some races, well, in like the races and marked men, stuff like that, there is going to be, I think, 7 or 8 places that you're going to have to go to. There's like the windmill, the docks, there's a lot of stuff. Like, where your races have to either start or go to. And there are races set up all across Paradise City. Like, literally, every intersection is a new race.
So you're really saying that?
Yeah, I'm really...
Every corner is a different adventure in this game.
Yes. And... There are 3 different, 4 different kinds of races. There is normal race, stunt run. There is marked men and road rage. Stunt run, as you would expect. Normal run, as you would expect. Marked men. You have to get from one place to a different place without being wrecked by the marked men, basically black cars that are trying to kill you. And road rage, my favorite, personally. You have a score to get. There's going to be cars driving around you. They can wreck you, but you can wreck them. So, and when you wreck a car, that'll give you 1 point. You need to get, at the moment, I have to wreck like 19 cars and I win. And if you get the score, you can keep on going. My record is like 37 or something. 37 cars in one road rage.
So Burnout Paradise is an awesome wrecking game.
Yes, basically. And so much content. So much. Oh, and there's a guy that's giving you like heads up. He's a guy named DJ Atomica. And he'll be coming to you like all the time in the game. Like, I guarantee you that every time you play Burnout Paradise, you're going to have he's going to speak to you, DJ Atomica. So, let's move on to our next topic, Call of Duty game ratings. Our question is today, the game is rated T for teen, but why do kids like 9 and 10 year olds play this game? It's so violent.
Because on the rating sheet on the internet, this game is rated not for kids.
Exactly. Me and AJ, we don't recommend this game. No offense to you that love this game, but it's our worst game of the day.
Yeah. So Call of
Duty, it's not good.
No.
I see my cousin like watching videos, and it's like a guy like standing on like a bunch of like boxes, and it's like he gets knocked out by a fighter jet.
So every single version of Call of Duty,
not good.
Black Ops, Modern Warfare, whatever it is called, is horrible.
I think it's called Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, whatever. It is a not good game. So the internet says not for kids. The box says T for teen.
And yet kids still say like, it's a good game. Although it's violent, it's awesome.
Just like, oh, are you playing Call of Duty today? I'm going to be on Xbox 360 playing.
Yeah. It's like, do you want to shoot each other out? Yeah.
Just like last person standing wins.
It's like, people are like going around town like sniping people. It's terrible.
For our final topic, let's review what we're playing this week and our progress. So, Samita, what are you been playing this past week?
Well, I've been playing a game. Well, I've been playing it a lot. It's called Terraria. It's a very good game. It's basically like Minecraft, if you ever heard of it, which I suspect you guys have, but from a 2D perspective. And I used to not be into this game because I sucked so bad. Until my friends, they gave me some like, they were overpowered at the time. They're still overpowered. And they gave me some weapons, built me a nice house for me. I accidentally deleted that world, made a new world. And now, at the moment, I'm living in a giant tree dungeon. And I just found out how to get platinum coins. What do you know? And I got this ice thing that shoots ice that you can stand on. It does 26 magic damage. So good. So AJ, what have you been playing this week?
Well, on my iPad, I have been playing Asphalt 8, which is a good racing game for your Apple devices or whatever you
have. I've been playing this game too. Pretty good.
And another game I've been playing is NHL 15 for the Xbox 360. And maybe some of you know, when you play NHL 15 on the Xbox 360, you are technically playing NHL 14, just with some slight differences. And that's the same with PS3. Yes. But if you have a PS4 and an Xbox One, I would totally recommend this game because there is unbelievable graphics and it is a great game.
So, I'm not a big fan of hockey, but I'm still willing to ask some questions. Are you allowed to, like, give people concussions in this game?
If you want to hit someone that hard, it is allowed.
God, that's scary. Okay, and describe me how the graphics are awesome.
Well, in the Xbox One and the PS4, before your game, it would show downtown wherever the game is. If it's in LA, Toronto, or whatever, it could show downtown wherever it is. Also, when you're doing something like a season mode, or any mode, I think, the scoreboard is different, and it is just, most of it is really realistic. And the best part is, my favorite, the super fans. Fans can have face paint and wigs on this time.
Wigs? What kind of, can they have like Afro clown wigs?
Yeah, if it has their team colors or whatever, yes, it's allowed.
It's weird.
I know.
So there's like people, like if you're like playing as the Maple Leafs, there's gonna be like a bunch of guys like with like Maple Leafs painted on their like stomachs, like one letter, and they all stand beside each other. So
I don't think that's that good.
And then it's like somebody and then they accidentally spell like Maple Laughs or something.
Well, that would be funny, but I don't think they've added that yet.
It's gonna get a laugh out of them.
Good one. Go on, Samantha.
Okay. That's the end of our first podcast.
Go to our Instagram account at Double Gamers Podcast.
Good night.